The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, I'm Anton Bentley and you're listening to Art for Art's Sake on Fresh FM. Nelson Fringe Festival opened on Thursday, and this week I'm joined by Brefni O'Rourke. We're out of the studio talking to audiences at the opening night. So first off, over to Brefni at the Red Door Theatre.
Here we are. It's the first night of Fringe Festival here in Nelson 2023. Brefni O'Rourke with you. And finding out just what impact it's going to have on town. And we'll start with you, Mel. Mel, is this your first Fringe Festival you've been to?
Oh, no, I've been to every Fringe Festival since they started, I think.
What? Every one?
I should think so, yes.
Wow. Okay, so what have you seen today?
I've just seen a play called Metamorphosis. A fascinating play. It was based on a book by Kafka, and it was had three brilliant actors. They did so well, and it was just so exciting and so interesting and so much fun to watch, so different.
Was there a moment in that where you went, I'm going to remember this forever?
I think some of the magical use of conventions, the way they used a very simple set with few props, and the way they use them for different ways, and their repetition of key words and things like that, which really make it stick to you and really make it sink in. Very, very, very good.
So, Mel, are you going to go and see anything else in this year's Fringe Festival, or is this it?
I am. I'm actually on my way now to see another one called Real. So I'm quite interested to see what that is like, and I'm going to see the second one from this group. I'm going to see War Zek next week, and I'm going to see Pudgy White Men, which is a group from Wellington that have come down.
Would you ever do it yourself? Would you ever get involved with Fringe Festival and perform?
Oh, I think I would if I got the opportunity and something that I really wanted to do.
Well, good luck. I kind of look forward to that. Yes. And thanks for speaking with us tonight.
No problem.
That's Mel at Fringe. First night of Fringe Festival 2023, Brefni O'Rourke with you still, and just checking with some more people who are coming out of the first show tonight. Betty, what have you seen?
Oh my God, we have seen Metamorphosis. It's so good. If you have not got tickets to this, you need to get tickets. These guys are amazing. There were so many words that they had to remember and actions, and it was just phenomenal.
What was the magic moment for you?
All of it.
Was it the wardrobe?
It was just amazing. I loved it. They were so good. Yeah.
Is this your first Fringe? Have you been to any others?
Actually, you know what? This is my first Fringe Festival show that I've ever been to.
Whoa. And you've had a bit of involvement yourself with theatre in the region.
Just a tad. Yeah,
that kind of surprises me. But well done on actually, like me, finally getting here, right?
I know. Yeah. Fabulous. But you've got to come and see this show. There's only two more performances of this one, and it's fabulous.
And are you just dipping a toe in with this one, or are you going to go and see something else?
Another one tomorrow night to see, which is it Wojciech?
Similar cast.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Got to support the locals.
Good on you, Betty. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, my darling.
Now, I'm just going to wander over because I've met another couple of women. They look like they've been actively involved in the audience. Mark, grab your names.
My name's Rose.
Rose and...
And I'm Jax.
Yeah. Jax, what did you think of the performance tonight of Metamorphosis?
I was really, really deeply surprised. I thought it was fantastic.
Now, what... I was the same. So what were you expecting?
Oh, something really quite dark and nothing very light. But I thought the humour and the comedy that was injected into it was absolutely brilliant.
So I agree. I thought it was going to be quite serious.
Yes, yeah.
No, and then, like, what was your magic moment for you in that race?
Oh, I think the use of the props and the going through the door, the way they used the ropes to be the door and the window. It's so clever.
Yeah, really, some of that was so quite genius, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was. It absolutely was. I mean, so well done. And I thought it was going to be dark and I sort of braced myself. But it was just... laughter all the way. It was so clever. Such a commentary on society, but in a really thoughtful and humorous way.
Yeah, you're sort of laughing during it, aren't you? And then you're going, actually, this is quite meaningful.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely. It really is. And for three actors to portray such a really significant piece of work in such a way was fantastic. So I'll definitely be coming to the other one that Anton is doing. Yeah.
Rose and Jax, you both look like you are arts and cultures that you soak up regularly, is what I'm saying.
Thank you very much.
I mean that in the highest praise. So are you going to go and see anything else in Fringe this year?
Yes, I've got Just Mary lined up. That's on Friday, I think it's the 31st and the 1st, around the 30th, 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 31st and the 1st of April. And so
she's just Mary.
Just Mary. She's this marvellous older woman. I think I'm not allowed to say how old Mary is, but she is a fantastic comedian.
Now, I think I saw her at a scratch night at a previous one. She was fantastic. Had the crowd eating out of the palm of her hand.
Absolutely. She's taken it on tour around the country in different parts, and she's where we'll be in the audience for this, for Mary.
Excellent. And you, anything else, Jax?
I'm certainly going to go and see the other piece of work production, which is Anton, and that's Buchner. So it's... yeah, tomorrow night, so it'll be fantastic.
There you go. It's pretty high praise and some good recommendations from Jackson Rose. Thanks for speaking with me tonight.
You're very welcome.
Welcome, Brittany. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Brittany O'Rourke with you, continuing with the first night at Fringe Festival 2023, and it's really great to see here at the Red Door Theatre there's been a good turnout for the first show, and included in that a pretty raucous second row. I noticed the three people you're about to meet next. There's Kate, there's Amy, and there's Connor. Now Connor, is this your first Fringe in Nelson?
This is my first Fringe in Nelson. Yep.
Now that's partly because you're pretty new to Nelson yourself, aren't you?
Yes, I've just moved here a couple of years ago from Dunedin.
Did you ever do Fringe down there?
Oh, I didn't, unfortunately, no. No.
So what were you expecting when you came to this one tonight, Metamorphosis?
I had no clue, and honestly, I was pleasantly surprised. It was really magical, honestly. Yeah.
What was the magic moment for you? Did you have a time where you just went, oh my goodness?
I had to say, when they put the microphone, the smaller microphone, up to their mouths and kind of just... it kind of sucked me in a way that I haven't experienced in a long time, you know, and made me feel a sort of existential dread that I hadn't anticipated from a Fringe Festival play, you know.
And part of that, I get that feeling because, weirdly, they were using a child's karaoke microphone.
Mm, yes.
And there was something kind of familiar about that.
Yeah, and it's strange. It had such a familiar feeling and such a feeling that I was inside the actor's head and that I was myself turning into a cockroach. So,
my goodness, you were deeply affected.
It was terrifying, but also really good. Yeah. I liked it.
Did it make you think?
It did make me think. It's making me think still, you know? It's got me going, you know?
Has it got you going to any other Fringe Festival events this year?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I can't remember what it's called. What is the one called? I will be going to Warchak at some point.
Oh, this is, again, the one with the same, similar crew?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. I'm very much looking forward to seeing that.
Thanks, Connor. Thanks for letting us know how you felt tonight. Amy, what's it been like for you? You've been to a lot of theatre around the region.
Yes, well, what it made me realise was, am I normal?
That was really the question of the show, wasn't it?
Well, it was, and poor little guy, but yeah, I think it's made us all realise that actually you can do whatever you like and we are actually normal.
Which is a strange thing to come out of a play where you're going, okay, this is about a man turning into a giant insect, and all of a sudden you're having deep and meaningful conversations with yourself while it's going on.
Yeah, and the other thing that really kind of gets you going is the cockroach facts. They're also a little scary.
In a normal day-to-day life sense?
Yes, yes. And thinking about the fact that they're all normally hanging out in our walls is just...
Yeah. So there you go. Some interesting things to come from Metamorphosis. Are you going to anything else this year in Fringe?
Yes, I'm going to go and check out Vortech tomorrow night, hopefully, so that should be good too.
Will you be going to any of the comedy elements or any of the other speaking engagements?
Oh, I think I might go and check out the UK feminist lady. She looks pretty cool.
But I can't, kind of topical of right now, actually.
I can't remember the name of her show, but I'm pretty sure that's tomorrow too.
Excellent. And what about Kate over here, giggling madly through that show and a little bit of cringe with the whole cockroach thing?
I found it highly comedic as well as thought-provoking. I was a wee bit disturbed that something bad happens to one of the characters. Yeah, I'm just permeating in that at the moment.
I kind of understand that because I was expecting a pretty dark play, and we get here and I'm giggling. I heard myself snort at one point, which is sort of, you know, probably not what I was expecting to do tonight.
Yeah, and they were really good at using the props, particularly the rope. I enjoyed watching their rope work.
So we need to credit the director on this one, don't we? Because actually that was fantastic use of props and sound effects.
Yes, absolutely. There was a lot of singing and sound effects and...
Yeah, lots of that. So out of 10, what are you recommending for Metamorphosis at Fringe 2023?
That's an 11 out of 10.
That's from Kate. So thanks for joining us, and don't forget to get your tickets for the next Fringe event that's available, because there are some shows in here you are not going to want to miss. Thanks for joining us.
Hi everyone, this is Anton and I'm down at the Refinery on the opening night of the Nelson Fringe Festival, where I've just seen a couple of shows and I've run into Amanda. Hi Amanda, how are you?
Hi Anton.
What have you been to see tonight?
I can't think of the names. Gertie and something or other, Rides Again, which I absolutely loved. It was great. Helen Mulder, a really, really lovely piece. It's a piece in development, and so she's asking for feedback and, you know, wants to know what people think about it, and hopefully it'll have a really good future life.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
What else have you seen?
Another one I actually just come out of is She with Charmian, am I saying that right? Charmian Hughes. She's all the way from the UK and it's a comedy and lots of absolute laugh out loud, amazing moments. It was really, really cool. Loved
yeah.
Thanks so much for coming.
That's the woman herself.
That's Charmian herself. Let's have a quick word with Charmian while we're here. Hi Charmian, I'm Anton from Fresh FM.
Oh, hi,
and I'll be
Anton.
I'll be doing an art show on set that will go out on Saturday.
Oh!
So, this is Charmian Hughes.
Hello.
She thoroughly enjoyed your show tonight.
Thank you very much.
So, how often do you come over to New Zealand?
Well, this actually is my fifth time.
Yeah.
The first time I came over because it was my friend's 60th birthday and I'd met her when she was working in a bar in the UK in the 80s and we'd kept up and I thought, I'll come to New Zealand, I wonder if there are any gigs. And then it's become a lovely kind of annual thing.
Fantastic. Well, I saw your show tonight, thought it was hysterical.
Thank you.
Really,
very
really
much.
Funny. And you've got two more shows, is that right?
I've got two more shows, yeah.
Right, so your final show is Saturday night.
That's
so,
right.
So our listeners should be able to get in to see you on Saturday
It'll
night.
It'll be fantastic to see them.
Yeah.
And you were a brilliant member of the audience, if I may say so.
Well, thank you very much.
Laughing.
Okay.
Dancing.
All singing, all dancing. Yeah. Well, thanks so much and good luck for the rest of the season, Charmian.
Thanks very much indeed. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that was an unexpected pleasure, Amanda.
I know, fantastic. Yeah. Really, really delightful show. Well worth coming to.
Yes. I think I've heard her described as your favourite auntie on acid.
Yes, that was a grandmother on acid or something like that. I thought, yes, I could totally relate to that.
Very accurate. Well, look, thanks for your time, Amanda.
Thank you. Have a great Fringe.
Yes, I will see you soon.
Yes, indeed.
Cheers, so, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Information on the 40 shows playing at this year's Fringe is available at www.nelsonfringe.co.nz. I'm Anton Bentley, and this has been Art for Art's Sake on Fresh FM, broadcasting across the top of the South.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.